Welcome again to Piano Passions. We've seen how female pianists were the lifeblood of the 19th century drawing room and salon. And the explosion in sheet music in the first half of the 19th century was directed entirely at women. Despite this, and the fact that the piano was regarded as a woman's instrument, it was still very difficult for a female to be taken seriously, either as a pianist and more particularly as a composer. Yet Fanny Robinson managed to do both rather well. As a pianist, she drew admiration from Clara Schumann herself and composed and published an entire legacy of piano pieces which remains virtually unknown. She was born in Southampton, but in 1849, the 18-year-old Fanny Arthur arrived in Dublin to perform at the ancient concert rooms in Great Brunswick Street. This building, which still exists, known now as the Academy at 42 Pierce Street, became the venue for the young pianist's fateful meeting with well-known local musician Joseph Robinson, whom she married shortly after. From then on, Dublin became her home. An extract there from Le Chant de Moulin, Song of the Mill Wheel. That piece did gain Fanny some recognition. Dedicated to the English novelist Elizabeth Gaskell, it may refer to Gaskell's first novel, Mary Barton, about working class conditions in the mills of Manchester in the mid-19th century. That suggests a certain social conscience on the part of Fanny Robinson. She often drew her inspiration from poetry and the written word, quoting little extracts on her music which reveal a very sensitive soul. Her constancy is an astonishing miniature. Its musical language appears rather simple at first, but in its own way it's totally disarming. I can't recall any other piece of music quite like it. Constancy by Fanny Robinson. I mentioned that Clara Schumann herself admired Robinson's work. She said, "Her whole personality had a remarkable grace. I could not but admire the freshness which she preserves." And there is certainly a remarkable freshness to that piece. I'm delighted to say that Fanny Robinson's star is beginning to rise, due in no small part to the Sounding the Feminists movement. The problem with women composers is that they were rarely taken seriously. Yet despite it all, she still managed to achieve a great deal in her short life. She became the first female professor at the Royal Irish Academy of Music, earning a salary normally reserved for her male counterparts. And she was the first person to introduce Liszt's model of the solo piano recital to Ireland. But the inevitable constraints imposed on her life, along with her unhappy marriage, increasingly took their toll on her mental health, leading to her eventual demise. Her talents were rare, resulting in an extraordinary musical legacy, which has received scant attention for at least the last 100 years. Fanny Robinson's piano pieces were published during her lifetime, mostly under the name Mrs. F. Robinson. Even that reveals an identity crisis for women artists in the 19th century. While these are mostly miniatures composed for her students, they are nonetheless well-crafted and very worthwhile for the aspiring pianist of today. The last piece I'm going to play, Stella, is a real tour de force, a brilliant salon waltz and a testament to Fanny Robinson as pianist and composer.